Parshas Emor. It is, of course, I think most appropriate to focus tonight on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which is in Yonah D'Yomah, both because we are in the middle of the mitzvah and also because the source is to be found in our parasha. So the Torah writes in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tes, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'daber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, and tell them the following, Ki savoyu al oretz asher ani noisei nochem, when they will come to the land that I will give them, namely Eretz Yisrael, v'ketzartem es kitziro, they shall perform the kitziro, they should harvest the kitziro, v'haveisem es oimer, and they should bring an oimer's worth of Rashis Kitzir Chemelakoya, and this of course we know is the Korban HaOmer. When exactly did this take place? This took place not on the first day of Pesach, but on the second. Tes Zayin Nisan, on the 16th of Nisan. That is part one of this mitzvah, the Hakrava of the Korban HaOmer. Part two, says the Torah in Pasuk Tezvav, Usfartem lochem mimocharas haShabbos. You should count for you on the day after Shabbos, which of course Chazal tells us doesn't mean day after Shabbos, it means the day after Yom Tov, not as the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim claim it means you have to start counting after Shabbos, always on a Sunday, which is, by the way, why on the first day of the Omer, what do we say? Hayoim Yom Echo. We don't say Hayoim Yom Rishon, because Yom Rishon means Sunday. So people think that means like the Tzedukim. No, we say Hayoim Yom Echo, this is day one. We didn't say it's Sunday. Either way, from the Korban HaOmer, we begin counting Miyoim Haviachem Es HaOmer. From that day that you bring the Omer, Sheva Shabbosos, 7 complete weeks, until you get to 50 days on the 50th, that is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. There is a very fundamental question that needs to be asked with regard to this whole mitzvah. We call it Sfiras HaOmer. We just now all counted the Omer. Hayom Yom Esrim BaOmer. Omer happens to be the measurement of the korban. It's a measurement. Asiris HaEifah, a tenth of an Eifah, is actually the correct amount. We call it the Omer. That happens to be the shear. If you want to know how much of the Ketzira, how much of the new produce they have to bring to this carbon, it happens to be the tenth of an Eifah, which is an Omer. And all of a sudden, the whole carbon is named after the Omer. The mitzvah is called Sfiras HaOmer, and we count every day Hayoyim Yoyim LaOmer. For some reason, the measurement of this seems to take central stage. The whole mitzvah, I would call it Sfiras HaKorban. You count every day from the korban. Which korban was it? Maybe you call it korban chadosh. Let's call it Sfiras chadosh. No, it's Sfiras HaOmer. You know, it's just the technical, the physical amount. That was the shiur. That was the amount that you had to bring on the mizbeach, and that happened to be the korban. And all of a sudden, that becomes the name of the korban. That's a very, very important question that needs to be examined. Furthermore, why bichlal are we referring to this korban at all? We know the Sefer HaChinuch, and we'll come to this more in detail in a moment, the Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishonim essentially explain that the purpose or the understanding of the whole mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is that it's a count towards the grand finale, which is Shavuos Chag Matan Torasenu. Because whenever you're excited for something, you always count towards it. You count down or you count up. That's a whole discussion. But it certainly is a count towards something which is important. And that's very important. Shavuos is very important because that's the day of Matan Torah. So, l'chayra, how should we be counting? I shouldn't say how many days have gone past since the Omer. I should say how many days to go till Kabbalas HaTorah. So why is this mitzvah called Sfiras HaOmer? Let's call it Sfiras HaTorah. I'm counting towards Kabbalas HaTorah. the London contingent. Remember somebody called Ralph Richardson in Golders Green? Remember Ralph Richardson? Right. He used to daven in our shul every single day, religiously. He used to count the Omer in Hebrew, and then he used to say it in English. And for example, tonight, every year, every day, Hayom Esrim Yom Omer. He says today is 20 days, which is 2 weeks and 6 days, which means 29 more days till the cheesecake. Every single day. Famous. You come to Hagen Shul in Golders Green. That's what you would have heard when he was alive. Unfortunately, he's no longer alive. But either way, this is certainly not a countdown to the cheesecake. It is a count towards Kabbalah HaTorah. So I'm mentioning the Omer Bechlal. The Medrash seems to attach enormous importance to this mitzvah in general. The Medrash in this week's parasha. The Medrash says, La'olam al tehi mitzvas omer kala ba'inecho. Don't treat it lightly. It's a very, very heavyweight mitzvah. Why? So it says, in the mitzvah of the omer, Avram Avinu was zeichet Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings shalom bein ish le'ishtoi. That's what stood us in good stead at the time of Gideon and Chizkiyo and Yecheskel and Haman. Then we all know the story that it says that Haman went out and the children, he asked them what they're learning. It says they're learning the halachas of Kmitza, which is the Omer, the Omer, the Omer, the Omer. The Medrash attaches enormous importance to the mitzvah of the Omer. Through all of the Doiros, it's the mitzvah of the Omer that's kept us in good stead. Fine, it's very important. Mitzvah, we understand, count from the Korban to Kabbalah Satira. We need to define and understand a little bit more the nature of this mitzvah. What was the Korban Ha'omer all about? We're discussing the Sefiras Ha'omer. What was the Korban Ha'omer? The Korban Ha'omer, as we mentioned before, you go into your field, you take from the new produce, which until now was Asur to eat because it was Chadash, you take from the new produce and you makriv it on the Mizbeach. So the Sefer HaChinuch explains very simply and very beautifully, because we have to appreciate each year we have new tevua, we have brand new produce. So, just like we have, for example, Truma, you get to the Kohen and Bikurim, the first fruits, the first grain, the first of the Chodosh, the first of the tevua goes, as it were, on the Mizbeach, and that is the Korban HaOmer. And with that we show Leman Nizkor Chastoi V'Tuvoi HaGodel. We remember the tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the union of the Korban Ha'omer. Sfiras Ha'omer, the Sefer HaChinuch himself says, as we mentioned, is to do with Kabbalah Satayra. We're not so much looking back, we're looking forward towards Kabbalah Satayra. Those are the two mitzvahs. And therefore, as we mentioned, we need to really understand why it is we're making mention at all of Korban Ha'omer, Sefiras Ha'omer. Let's call it Sefiras HaTorah. So let's examine a little bit more. What we're quoting now is really a piece that I saw in the Sefer Be'er Yosef Al HaTorah, and this is his approach, and it's very, very beautiful and very important. The Sefer HaChinuch, when he discusses the mitzvah of Sefiras Ha'omer. So we all know basically the theme, but let's have a look a little bit in detail. The theme that is famously quoted, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that Sefiras Ha'omer is a count towards Kabbalah Satayra. But it's much more profound than that. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was also the Torah. How do we know that was the purpose? The very first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was of course in the burning bush, he tells him that I'm going to take your nation out of Mitzrayim. What will they do? Ta'avdum es ha'loikim al hahor azeh. They will serve me on this mountain. That mountain was Har Sinai. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has clearly told them the purpose of taking them out is not so much to be free. The purpose is to mekabel the Torah. That's the whole purpose. That is the function of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which, by the way, is an important yisoid, more than important. You can only really celebrate Pesach if it really is a lead up to Shavuos. Pesach and Shavuos are absolutely linked. The purpose of Pesach is to get to a Shavuos. If there would be no Shavuos, there would be no Kabbalah HaTorah, there would be no purpose in taking us out of Mitzrayim in the first place. The whole value, the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to mekabel the Torah. This Seder night, I told my children, beginning of the Seder night, this is how I began. I said, the moshel is, or the story is told, about a young child who goes swimming in the sea. And he gets caught in tremendous waves and he thinks that's it, gonna drown. And all of a sudden, somebody passes him just at that moment, throws himself into the water, and the mysterious nefesh drags him out and saves his life. The young child can barely catch his breath, he can't believe what's happened to him, and he says to this fellow, he says, wow, you saved my life. You saved my life, how can I ever thank you? How can I thank you for saving my life? And he says to him, don't thank me. You just go and you make sure that your life is worth saving. Make sure your wife is worth saving. In other words, the real thanks is to make sure that his life was worth saving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Ve'itzalti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Why did he save us? He saved us in order to make our life worth saving, in order to mekabel the Torah. Which means ultimately, if we're not mischazik in Torah, and don't appreciate the Torah from Seder night till Shavuos, then what exactly are we celebrating on Pesach? We used to work hard and now we don't have to work hard. That's the whole Hatzalah. Ve'itzalti, I saved you. How do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, as it were, it was worth saving us. Our life was indeed worth saving. Because the whole function of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the whole tachlis was in order to mekabel the Torah. Therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the most appropriate time to count towards Matan Torah is from Pesach. In other words, let's stop and think about it for a moment. We need to have a countdown or count up to Kabbalah Sateris. Why don't we start 2 weeks before? Or why don't we start 6 months before? Why do we start on Pesach? Why didn't we all from Purim start Sfiras HaEmor for 11 weeks? Why from Pesach? The answer is, Sefer HaChinuch said, it's very simple. Because we were taken out of Mitzrayim in order to get the Torah. That's when the countdown began. That's when the countdown began. We show how excited we are, how important the Torah is to us by virtue of the fact that we count down towards it. If it wasn't exciting, we'll say, listen, whenever Shavuos comes, it turns up. What's this count every day? That's how we show how central and important the Torah is to us. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, so one moment. So why don't we start Sfiras HaEmor from the first day of Pesach? I need the second day. Why the second day? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, because the first day, the avodah of the first day is to concentrate on the nes of taking us out of Mitzrayim. We don't want to mix, as it were, the two avodahs together. There's one avodah, the celebration of leaving of Mitzrayim. When is that avodah taking place? First day Pesach. Once we finish that, we're ready to move on to the next Avodah, which is, now we look ahead to Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Kabbalah HaTorah, and we begin the Yoimah. Therefore, when we count the Yoimah, what do we say? We don't say, Hayoim Yoim Esrim LePesach. Why not? Because it didn't begin on the first day of Pesach. It began on a different day. What was the significance of that day? It was the day of the Korban HaOmer, says the Sefer HaChinuch. That's why we count, and it's called Sfiras HaOmer. It's not called Sfiras Pesach. Otherwise, we could have counted today. Today is 20 days since Pesach. The answer is no, it's not. It's 21 days since Pesach. But we didn't count from the beginning of Pesach for reasons we just discussed. We began counting from the day of the Omer, and that's why the mitzvah is called Sfiras HaOmer. We make mention of the Omer every day, which of course doesn't really help us answer the original question. So I understand why we're referring to the Omer rather than Pesach, but what's the significance of the Omer, which was the amount of Tvua that brought? What is the significance? What is the emphasis on the concept of the Omer? So the Be'er Yosef answers this, all of this, with one simple yesod, which is based on a medrash. And we'll see how he explains everything so beautifully. The medrash says, it's a medrash in this week's parasha. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, when I used to give you the mon every single day in the Midbar, I used to give how much mon fell? An Omer. Hayisi Noisen Omer LeKol Echad VeEchad Mikem. Every person got his Omer. Every person got his Omer. It says in the Pasuk, quite clearly in Parshas B'Shalach, Omer LeGulgoyles. Omer per person. However, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. There's no more mon. No more mon. 40 years of mon, no more mon. You're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not giving you the Omer anymore. To the contrary, Klal Yisrael, as it were, are giving me an Omer, the Korban HaOmer. And how many do I get, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just one. That doesn't seem a fair deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave all of Klal Yisrael an Omer, 600,000 Omers. And how many does he get in return? One. What do you mean? No, you're doing one carbon. One carbon. One carbon on the Mizbeach is one carbon. Not everybody in Klal Yisrael is Mechuyev. There is one carbon or Omer in the Beis HaMikdash, and that exempts everybody in Klal Yisrael. So, it doesn't seem to be a good day in the office. 600,000 Omerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and what am I getting in return? One single solitary Omer. Not only that, which Omer is it? Sa'irim. What's Sa'irim? Barley is the most cheap, low-class, base produce. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Omer. Mon. What was the mon? You can taste of whatever you want. Whatever you like, you can taste of. Most high quality food. And what am I getting back in return? One Omer of Sa'irim. Lafichach Moshe Mazhir Es Yisrael Va'omer Lohem V'Havesem Es Omer. So with that, Moshe Rabbeinu proceeds and he tells Klal Yisrael, make sure you bring this Omer. After all, don't we, as it were, owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He gave us an Omer. Let's give him an Omer in return. Even though it's only one, and it's only Sa'irim, but it's the least we can do, as it were, in return for the Omer of the Mon. So this Medrash is the big key to understanding all of Sfiras HaOmer. What is the significance of the Omer? The Omer was the amount of Mon that everybody received. And apparently the Medrash is teaching us that the Korban Omer that we, as it were, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a connection and a relationship with the Omer of the Mon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So all of a sudden this word Omer has taken on a bit more meaning. It's not just merely the amount of Korban it happens to be. This is the amount of Mon that we got every day. But we still need to understand. So what is the relationship between Mon and Korban Omer? Says the Ber Yosef, and this is his principle. When we were in the Midbar and we got the Mon, the Omer of Mon every single day, it was not physical food, this was spiritual food that fell without any effort, without any work, nobody had to lift a finger, the Omer fell for you. Erev Shabbos, double portion. So nobody had to go and work, nobody had to work in the field, nobody had to go to the office, you could sit all day and learn Torah. What else was there to do? Work in the field? You didn't have to work in the field, there was no field and there was no work to do anyway. The mon came down every single day. If that's the case, there is no clearer evidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Nobody lifted a finger. Nobody worked. There was no such concept called working for Parnassah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show, as he always does. Only in the Midbar it was so overwhelmingly clear. It was overwhelmingly clear. Says the Ber Yosef, now let's read the Psukim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dabar el Bnei Yisrael, Va'omar te'alem, Ki savoyu el ha'aretz, when they get to the land, which land? When they get to Eretz Yisrael, and they will no longer be getting the Omer of Mon, So how will they sustain themselves? They'll sustain themselves by their own hard sweat and tears. So what's the big chashash? What's the big scare? So you forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not providing for me. It's all my own hard work. Koichi v'aitzel yadi. Sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't really see him in the picture, and therefore I don't really have much time to learn Torah because I've got to work the field. That was never a chashash in the Midbar, because there was the Omer of Mon every single day. But over here, Kisavoy or Oretz, you're going to come to the land. Who's to say you're going to remember who's running the show? You might well trip up and think that you are running the show because you're working the land, you're sustaining yourself. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm very worried what's going to happen to your emunah in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. As long as you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly, like you did when he landed an Omer of Mon every day in your head in the Midbar, emunah is rock solid. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you're working the land and sustaining yourself, as it were, what happens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It comes out of the picture. Therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I worried about? You better bring a korban omer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember what? That even in Eretz Yisrael, it's exactly the same as in the Midbar. That's the connection between the Mon and the omer. Just because you're working the field, don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is not running the show. And let there not Chas V'Shalom be any slip up in Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, do we remember the Rashi in Parashas B'Shalach? Rashi says that after all the mon was got rid of, it finished, they put a little bit in a tzintzenes, in a small flask. And what do they do with it? They hid it. Where did they hide it? In the Kodesh Kodashim. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years later, in the times of Yirmiyahu Navi, Yirmiyahu Navi comes and he rebukes Klal Yisrael and says, why are you not learning Torah? And they say to him, learn Torah, we have to work. We've got to have Paranasa. And it says, he went and he took out this little flask of Mon. And he reminded them that what? Kodesh Baruch was running the show. Kodesh Baruch Hu will sustain you. It's true, you might have to work, but that should never be the expense of Torah, and neither Chas V'Shalom should be the expense of the recognition that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who's Mashkiach on the whole world. Therefore, it turns out that the word Omer and the Korban Omer all of a sudden takes on new meaning. When we call it the Korban Omer, it's not just the amount, it's not just the shir, it's the Omer of the Mon. It's exactly the same. We are bringing the Korban HaOmer in order to try and continue the Emunah that came about through the Omer of Mon that landed on them for 40 years. That's why every single day we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and that's why tonight we said HaYoim Esrim Yoim LaOmer. It's the Omer, which is the continued recognition and reminder of the Omer of the Mon. Chazal tell us that in whose zechus did the Mon fall? It fell in the zechus of the Loim Dei Torah. Ah, so that now explains to us the kesha between the Omer and the Mon and Shavuos. You're only zeicha to the Mon if indeed you're makabel the Torah. That's coming up in 7 weeks. But the avoida of the Omer is, like the Ber Yosef explains, to consolidate in the mechazek our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says in conclusion so beautifully, what do we say every night in the Omer, as we just did now? We said, Hayom Estrim Yom, 20 days, which is 2 weeks and 6 days. Why do we do all of that again? So the Gemara says, because you have to count days and you have to count weeks. Why do you have to count days and weeks? Says the Ber Yosef so beautifully. Do you know why you have to have a double count? Because in the Mon there was a double nes, every day and also once a week. Every day there was the nes of the Mon that fell min hashamayim, and once a week at the end of the week there was a double nes because you got a lechem mishnah. So the Mon had inherently these double nesim. So for the serious omer, which we said is the zeicha to the Mon, which is indicated by the korban ha'oimer, also has in it this double reminder. I'm counting days, because every day there was a nes of the mon, and also I'm counting weeks, because at the end of every week there was another nes, belecha mishra, the double portion. And that's why, says the Be'er Yosef in conclusion, where we quoted a medrash before and we said that don't treat mitzvah sfiras ha'oimer lightly, because that's what's kept us going all of the dayos. It's a nice mitzvah. What's so important about it? Because that is our chizuk in emunah. And without emunah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, indeed, we would not have withstood all the trials and all the tests for meshach kol ha'doros. When we had the mon, we had the clearest emunah in the world. Why? It's very easy to marry Hashem. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly. Every day, mon lands min ha'shamayim. You get your oimer. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, not so easy. You could easily be confused in thinking that Kodesh Baruch was not so much in the picture. So Kodesh Baruch says, no, bring me an Oimer. Keep the Oimer momentum going. Be mishazik in emunah, and be zechus that. That will be the zechus that saved us all of these years, all of the decades, all of the centuries of Klal Yisrael. It's the mitzvah of emunah, the mitzvah of korban or Oimer, which is mishazik, our emunah, which ultimately has stood us in great stead. We mentioned before, Adkan Zivrei HaBe'er Yosef, just as a small hoisofa, Usfartem Lochem Mimocharas HaShabbos. So we said it doesn't mean Shabbos. What does it mean? Today after Pesach. The obvious question being, so why isn't it saying Usfartem Lochem Mimocharas HaPesach? Pesach, for some reason, is called Shabbos. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Pesach is called Shabbos for the following reason. I think this goes hand in hand with the way we just understood and were taught by the Be'er Yosef. The Chofetz Chaim, when he wrote his Pirush to the Mishnah Berurah, the Pirush of Shulchan Aruch, it's in Chelek Gimel, the third volume, which is of course all Hilchos Shabbos, he made an introduction. He made Akdama. And he writes there that the Avodah of Shabbos is Emunah. That's what the Avodah of Shabbos is, Emunah. It's the one day of the week that we stop, we're not involved in any physical activity, and we remember, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recall that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the world and continues to sustain the world. That is the Avodah of Shabbos. So much so. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, quotes a Chazal that says, if you keep Shabbos, that's like keeping Kol HaTorah. Whoever keeps Shabbos, that is tantamount to keeping Kol HaTorah. Why is keeping Shabbos like keeping Kol HaTorah? So I have a sefer at home, I think that in the Groh Shul, it's called Yerach L'Moyadim, written by one of the Rosh Hashivas of Lakewood, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin Shlita. So he explains so simply and so beautifully. The Gemara tells us in Makkos that although we know there are 613 mitzvahs, but the Torah was, as it were, summarized over the course of the generations. So some summarized all of the Torah in 13 mitzvahs. Some summarized it in 7, in 3, in 2. And how does the Gemara finish? Bo Habakkuk. Habakkuk came along and says, all of the Torah can be summarized in one line, in fact, three words. Tzadik be'emunosoy yichya. A tzaddik lives by his emunah. That is the story of Kol HaTorah Kula. All 613 mitzvahs can be encapsulated in those three words. Tzaddik ve'emunosoi yichah. The story of emunah. Believing in HaKadosh Baruch. So the Rosh Hashiva explains, in which case it's so simple then. If Shabbos is all about emunah and being mishazik emunah, then you understand very well. If you keep Shabbos, that's like keeping Kol HaTorah. Because what is Kol HaTorah all about? It's all about emunah. When is the day that we have this injection of emunah? That's on Shabbos. That if you keep Shabbos, that's like keeping Kol HaTorah kula. What about Pesach? Pesach is, of course, the Chag of emunah. The famous, famous Ramban. Even if we don't know any other Rambans, but everybody knows the Ramban at the end of Parashat Boy, who says that why is it that so many mitzvahs are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because Mitzrayim is the Sheirush of all of our Emunah. Whenever we recall, before we're about to daven, we're just about to daven every single day of our lives, Shmoneh Esrei. Why are you davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is because I have emunah, I'm ma'amin that he's the right address. I wouldn't beg somebody for help if I didn't believe that he had the yecheiles, he had the rotzen to do so. What do we always mention before Shmoneh Esrei in the morning and in the evening? What we talk about is Geula and Mitzrayim. That's the whole Twitter. Essence of a sailor of the Chabachayim or Otan and the Kriyasim. What's that got to do with it? I'm about to ask for Refuah and Parnasa and Chachma. The answer is because if I want to come to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on my Emunah, I first need to have a reminder. Do you know why I have Emunah at HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because I've seen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. He took us out of Mitzrayim and he split the sea and he killed the Bechayim and there was the Esther Makas. Pesach is all about Emunah. That's the aside of the whole Chag. The Ramban writes out the Sefer HaChinuch, in which case we understand that's why Pesach is called Shabbos in the Torah. Because Pesach and Shabbos have the same theme. Uspartem lochem mimocharas ha-Pesach, mocharas ha-Shabbos. But don't you mean Pesach? It's all the same thing. Pesach, the avoida of Pesach is to mischazik en emuna. The avoida of Shabbos is to mischazik en emuna. Therefore we understand, that helps us understand even better the whole Be'er Yosef. If that's the avoida of Pesach, it's tantamount to Shabbos, we want to keep that emunah going. How do we keep that emunah going? By counting Sfiras, not Sfiras Pesach or Sfiras Terah, Sfiras Ha'oimer. The Oimer, which recalls for us the tremendous nes and chesed of the Mon, is our injection, our continued injection and chizuk in emunah. That is the estate of Sfiras Ha'oimer. I will just say one line in conclusion. To talk about emunah is a very oversimplified subject. There are layers and layers upon layers and upon layers and layers, endless layers of emunah. Emunah is a very easy subject to talk about. It's a very difficult subject, perhaps, to put into practice. If one is tested, we shouldn't be tested. Merely to say, yeah, fine, yeah, I believe. Fine, yeah, Omer, Mon, Mitzrayim, Shabbos, fine, I believe. I'm big-minded. Somebody told me, I once heard, Refraim Kirschenbaum, Shita, the Rabbi Pnei Shmuel, once said the following. Everybody knows there was a famous meeting between Chazon Ish and the Prime Minister of this country, Ben Gurion, Bahavdil Elif Abdullah. Famous, famous meeting. He went to meet the Chazon Ish, really to discuss the drafting of the girls into the army. That was the subject of the meeting, that's not our discussion for the moment. So he mentioned there, of Kirschenbaum, a very, very important insight. The Chazon Ish, in his discussion with Ben-Gurion, Ben-Gurion said to the Chazon Ish, I don't want you to think that I'm an atheist. I'm a Maimon. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Ben-Gurion left, the Chazon Ish said to those around him, he said, Emuna, which isn't converted into something practical, is valueless, worthless emuna. It's emuna which isn't mechayev anything. Ben Gurion was not known to be a shomer Torah or mitzvahs. So merely to say, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine. And what does that mean practically? Nothing. I'm prepared to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and it wasn't a Big Bang theory. Fine. How does that manifest itself in your day-to-day life? What does that obligate you? What does that mechayev me? Nothing. Says the Chazon Ish, emuna which is mechayev nothing is worth nothing. If a person feels as a result of his emunah a drive to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a better davener, a better learner, a better Baal Chesed as a result of his emunah, then and only then have we really been mekayim the avoda of Pesach and of Sfiras Ha'omer and of Shabbos. But if Pesach was all about having nice crunchy matzahs and going on nice tiyulim on Chol HaMoed, but we could say, yeah, I'm a big maimin because I went through all the mitzvahs, it's emunah which isn't machayev anything. My life is no different as a result. But if the avoda of Pesach can be converted and translated and realized into action for something positive. My emuna means the following. As a result of my injection, as a result of my chizuk emuna, I now do the following, or I now do whatever I was doing anyway, but I do it in a better way. That's real emuna. Otherwise, it becomes Ben Gurion's emuna, emuna which isn't mechayev anything. But either way, that is the yesod as taught by the Be'er Yosef, and that really, I think, is a brand new look at this whole mitzvah. Korban oimer. The oimer is a continuation of the mon. The mon was our day-to-day injection and chizuk and emuna. There was a huge danger of all of that disappearing. Ki sovoyu el haaretz. You'll come to Eretz Yisrael. Asher ani nosim lachem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I am giving you. Don't forget that. Even though you're not getting the daily mon. But don't forget, don't let your emuna slip, because that might well happen. How will we ensure that it doesn't slip? Your makriv and oimer, and you keep on counting and mentioning the oimer, the oimer, the oimer, and with that, Be'ez Hashem, we lead up to Chag Matan Torah Seinu Abba'aleinu. The important addition, and really that helps us explain it, and the Be'er Yosef explains this, I forgot to mention this point. The mon fell for 40 years. Until when? When did it stop? On the 16th of Nisan. That's in fact when it stopped, on the second day. That's when the, in Sefer Yeshua, the Gemara Kiddushin tells us, the mon actually stopped on the 16th of Nisan. So when we say that the Korban Oimer is a continuation of the mon, it really is a continuation of the mon, because it's the very day that the mon finished, that's where it left off, and we immediately count into the Oimer. As we mentioned, the purpose of the Mischazik in Emuna is as much, it's only as valuable as we convert it into something. That's why, as we, you asked Rabbi Yoel, that's why the Oimer is the lead up to the Kabbalah Satsayim. The mon finishes on Tezayin Oimer. There's no more mon. Now what happens? They come into Eretz Yisrael. They had a bit of mon with them. It runs out. Now you've got to work the land. You need the chizuk and emuna. You need the chizuk and emuna. You need the chizuk and emuna. You miss it. But how is that emuna going to be converted? What does that emuna mean for your life? The answer is, because my count up to Kabbalah Satira. It means everything in my life. It's not just verbal emuna. I believe it's emuna which has a very real effect on my life. How so? I'm going to Kabbalah Torah with my koyach of emuna.